The Voice in Speech and Song, Chapter 29. Praise and Thanksgiving. Expression of Praise to God. Brethren and sisters, the Lord is our God. If Christ is formed within the hope of glory, we have a hope in God that it is impossible for us to keep to ourselves. We will praise Him. We do not praise Him as much as we should. Whoso offers praise glorifies God. Now, instead of speaking doleful words and telling of our trials and afflictions, let us thank God that we can speak at all, and resolve that we will endeavor to glorify His name. Continual praise. Our voices should be oftener heard in praise and thanksgiving to God. His praise should continually be in our hearts and upon our lips. Precious chapters in our experience. Far more than we do, we need to speak of the precious chapters in our experience. After a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit, our joy in the Lord and our efficiency in His service would be greatly increased by recounting His goodness and His wonderful works in behalf of His children. Rejoicing in heaven. They that feared the Lord, writes the prophet Malachi, spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before Him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon His name. Were the words spoken words of complaint, of fault-finding, of self-sympathy? No. In contrast to those who speak against God, those who fear Him speak words of courage, of thankfulness, and of praise. Such words make all heaven rejoice. Those who utter them may be poor in worldly possessions, but by faithfully giving to God the portion He claims, they acknowledge their indebtedness to Him. Self-serving does not make up the chapters of their life history. In love and gratitude, with songs of joy upon their lips, they bring their offerings to God, saying, as did David, "Of thine own we freely give thee." From the treasure of our heart. If we enjoy the love of God in our hearts, we will have something to say. From the treasure of our heart, we will bring forth good things. We will render to God the fruit of our lips. Our words will be words of praise and thanksgiving. God's mercy and truth. I saw that God has been merciful in giving us the power of speech. He has given us a tongue, and we are accountable to Him for its use. We should glorify God with our mouth, speaking in honor of the truth and of His unbounded mercy, and overcome by the word of our testimony through the blood of the Lamb. Praise better than complaint. It is better to praise the Lord than to complain. Let not our tongues utter words of which we shall be ashamed when Christ shall come in His glory with all the holy angels with Him. We must be clean in lips and in heart. We must be sanctified and refined, even as Christ was.